This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Republicans left no doubt about their dominance of Alabama politics yesterday, with Republican incumbent Governor Kay Ivey fending off a challenge from Democrat Walt Maddox. Republicans kept all statewide offices and won all contested congressional races in Alabama. We take a look at the election results for Republicans with Lori Owens. She's a political science professor at Jacksonville State University. She joins us now. Lori, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Republicans had the wind at their back coming into this election. They dominated. So is there anything really surprising about the results overall?
Not overall. This is a ruby red state, and a number of our statewide candidates were also able to, nationalize the election and pick up some gains on that. We did have a bit of a surprise in terms of the amount in one particular legislative race that actually involves my legislative district, the Andrew Jones-Craig Ford race. Craig Ford was Democrat and ran as an independent, and the numbers on that ended up being significantly higher. Jones ended up with 61% of the vote to Ford's 39%. Ford didn't do well in his home county of Etowah, which is larger, and that should have been the area that he should have done well or done a lot better in, and he did not. I think some people were surprised that he did not get as many votes in his home county.
Well, for the governor's race, Governor Ivey ran a comparatively low-key campaign, tending to opt for controlled private events. Maddox criticized her for not debating. Does this mean she's vindicated?
I don't know if she's vindicated. If certain people would have liked to have heard both of their views, but she was ahead in the polls. She had no incentive to debate Walt Maddox. If she had agreed to do that, that would have elevated his status, basically. So they made a strategic decision for her not to debate him, and it worked out last night.
When we look at unofficial results in statewide races generally, they're about where they were 4 years ago, with Republicans polling in the low 60s, Democrats in the upper 30s. Given all the structural issues around politics in Alabama, are we just at a point where that's just not going to fluctuate? It doesn't really depend on who's on the ballot?
I think we're going to see that for a while. I think where you'll see the battles will be in that Republican, in those Republican primary races. But the Republicans will have to be very careful not to overplay their hand. But the Republicans that would be vulnerable would be the incumbent Republicans, and right now they would be more vulnerable to other Republicans who might want to kick them out of office.
Well, with that in mind, are there worries for Republicans? Is there anything they should be concerned about?
Well, I think, we went from one-party Democrat, and very briefly we had a strong two-party system in this state. And now, obviously, we're very one-party Republican. But success breeds complacency. One-partyism ultimately breeds some corruption when you don't have another loyal opposition party that can be the watchful eye on you. The biggest danger right now to Republicans will be they will eventually start fighting amongst themselves the way the Democrats did when they were dominated the party, and the party will have... And they already do have. The Republicans already have some various factions. So when you don't have a strong opposing party, you've got to have an enemy somewhere, and the enemy will be inside the tent, if you will.
Lori Owens is a political science professor at Jacksonville State University. Lori, good to have you on with us.